one of the biggest things that I learned when I transitioned from, you know, the pulpit to the boardroom in speaking was just how little of what I knew and learned and mastered actually translates. You know, in the pulpit, the audience in that context, they crave abstraction. They don't mind abstraction. They want stories and inspiration. And so they had huge tolerance for me telling stories about my life and parables and illustrations. And they also had a lot of tolerance for me exploring the kind of semantic range of meanings in languages that are long dead. Whereas in the world of the organization, brevity, clarity, simplicity is essential. And the reason for this is because there's just only so much time and you got to get work done. And by the way, I learned that this was true when I was leading in a larger church. When I'd have board meetings, I had to shift the way I communicated. They didn't want a preacher in that context. They wanted a communicator who could lead and educate in a different way and guide what was going on. And so what I realized was, in the context of business presentation and communication, regardless of the kind of organization you're in, one of the greatest risks is boredom. Because what happens when you have these values, which are appropriate of brevity and clarity and moving things quickly, is you tend to strip away and suppress the power of the heart and you focus only on the mind. Well, the reality is the one thing you need in any communication setting more than anything else is engagement. It's a sense of, I'm really excited and motivated to listen to what you have to say. That is the domain of the heart. That's the domain of the emotional body. And so in this training, I'm going to share this video, I'm going to actually introduce how you can use, reconnect with, and use your emotional body to show up in a way that's really powerful and serves you. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to do all kinds of crazy stories or cry or anything like that. You're going to use the subtleties of emotional human engagement to serve your audience. In this video, I want to go a little bit deeper into the emotional body and how to actually use it. One of the most important things you can do for yourself is to learn to manage your anxiety with your emotional body. And let me talk to you about how. What's really interesting is the emotion of anxiety and the emotion of excitement are actually very, very similar emotions. One is perceived negatively, the other is perceived positively, but they're actually the same physical sensation in many cases. And so you can use your anxiety to notice it, to feel it, and begin to flip it into something that is more full of excitement and anticipation, which is important for people being engaged. Your emotional body is how people get engaged in what you're going to be talking about. So notice, am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling excited? Am I feeling angry? Am I feeling appreciation? What am I feeling? Another question you can ask is, can I sense it in my physical body? Because emotion is energy and emotion, and it actually manifests physically in your body. You might feel something rising, you might feel something constricting, you might feel all kinds of things. And that's a very subtle advanced skill, but it's one worth pursuing because it actually helps you learn to use it. Now, this is the other piece that I want you to know about your emotional body. You can use your physical body to direct and guide your emotional body. So for example, when I'm sitting kind of like this, it will have an impact on my emotional presence. When I sit up and out, that'll have a different impact on it. When I breathe physically deeply, that has a more expansive quality than when I breathe shallow. All of these things have the ability to guide your emotional body. If you're feeling a lot of anxiety, taking very deep breaths and actually physically expanding the muscles in your belly, by when you inhale, imagine a balloon expanding your belly. This is before you go on stage or before you present. Just a nice deep breath and feel everything expand and stretch. And as you do that, you're actually relaxing the cells in your body where the cells are storing up some of that anxiety. If you're feeling a lack of interest, if you're bored, if you're kind of, you've had too much of this, you can also use your breath to charge your body with energy. Like a fast inhale. That actually brings about a little bit of charge, a little bit of energy. And so those are the pieces you can use physically to actually amplify elements of your emotional body. So managing your emotional body is a really important piece with anxiety, but there's another element that actually connects to and awakens you, the power of your emotional body and using it well in the context of speaking, and that is to connect to your purpose. Now, what I mean by that is globally, like your big purpose. So if you haven't done this already, you can go back and review module 1, video 4, find your personal why, remember your why. That is your big reason for why you get up and do what you do in the world. The more connected you are to your sense of purpose, the more the fullness of who you are shows up in a room. That's a powerful and important thing to remember. The other thing to do is to remember the more specific purpose, the deeper purpose of the presentation you're giving. Now, what I mean here is you want to look at specific techniques, and there's a table that I put together to kind of show you deeper purposes for various contexts of speaking, but let me just show you a couple right now. The first one is, you know, if the stated surface reason is that you're here to sell something, you're just here to sell a product or a service, what's the deeper purpose of that selling act that you're doing? Knowing and connecting with that can actually help you show up energetically and emotionally in a totally different way. For example, the deeper purpose of selling might be considered to facilitate decision making. So instead of focusing on, I have this thing that I need you to do for me, it's actually, how might I serve you? How can I help facilitate the decisions that you have to make as it relates to this product or service? And the less attached I am to your outcomes, the more effective I actually become in helping you make a really good decision, the more credibility and trust I engender when I show up emotionally with an awareness of that deeper purpose. So not only my higher purpose, but my specific purpose here is really just to help facilitate decisions. And when I bring that awareness to my consciousness prior to the conversation, it's really effective. So here's another example. What about a surface reason you're presenting or speaking is you've got to give a business update. You know, this happens all the time in organizations. You've got to update people on what's going on. Well, instead of just thinking about an update, what's the deeper purpose of that? Well, the deeper purpose is to educate and give context, to actually help people see in a new way what's going on around them. And education is to give them an understanding, not just information. And so that may mean you've got to give them more context. And I'm going to give you examples later in this bonus. Then another example might be a surface reason is you've got to give a keynote address. I just have to be a keynote speaker. Well, the deeper purpose for something like that is to awaken possibilities and inspire creativity, for example. So these are just a couple of examples. There are many others, but connecting with your purpose is a really important part of this work. The third is to appreciate your audience. So when it comes to bringing the full power of your emotional body to a context, it actually really helps to think about who your audience is and really take a moment to appreciate them, to actually generate a feeling of gratitude, of love for who you have to speak to. And ask the question, what fears do they bring to this? What goals do they bring to this? What things do they most need? How could I bring my deepest appreciation and love for the people that I'm here to serve? The more you can come from a place of appreciation, the bigger you become for them, in service to them. So that's how to use your emotional body. In the next video, we're going to talk about some tools and techniques.